Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh yeah,
let's do it.
Oh, let's do it. The juice is being brought. What would you rather have? What would you rather have? What kind of issues would you rather have in Houston? Would you like to have the issues that we just heard Perloff talking about with the Dallas Cowboys, where Jerry Jones is openly despised by the entire fan base? Or would you like to have the kind of technical difficulties that Sean Pendergast and myself are having right now? Sean is he's rocketing up Buffalo Speedway towards the studio right now. We've got technical difficulties at the stadium. Somebody unplugged the damn broadcast over the weekend while we were sleeping peacefully at home watching the Astros get swept by the A's. Okay, that's a little bit of an issue. I think I might prefer having Jerry Jones type problems than whatever the hell's going on with the Astros. We'll get into all of that this morning. Sean is on his way back to the studio as we have some technical difficulties out at the stadium. The big news this weekend was Ian Rappaport reporting on Joe Mixon, who we know in the offseason had been wearing a boot for a good chunk of time, hasn't been out there practicing so far. Here's Ian Rappaport on Joe Mixon's foot/ankle injury.
Sources tell me that he is now expected to be out an extended period of time. He is dealing with a foot injury, has been in a walking boot, has been dealing with this actually for the last several months. Joe Mixon is on the non-football injury list, so this is not something that he did in camp. It is something that happened in the offseason that he came into camp with, and I know there was some initial discussion maybe Joe Mixon will be back soon. My understanding is extended period of time, and he'll be reevaluated closer to week one. So, yeah, I would say there is a chance that Joe Mixon is not on the field week one for the Texans. They signed Nick Chubb. They have several other running backs. Damian Pierce is one. They drafted one. But certainly some questions surrounding Joe Mixon's availability.
God help me if this was a jet ski accident, a non-football. If this was a jet ski accident, you'll lose all sympathy from one Seth C. Payne. But likely, I'd assume it was some kind of a workout or whatever it might be. Listen, we're sitting in a situation where the Astros have more people on the IL than anybody in the 100 plus year history of baseball. At least that's what it feels like. You know, back in the day, they didn't have an IL. They said, hey, listen, I fought in World War I. You think I'm gonna let a couple of amputated toes just keep me from playing baseball? God no. So the Astros have a whole bunch of guys on the IL. We've had mystery injuries with both the Astros and the Texans now, and we're all getting a little bit tired of it. As Rappaport points out, the Texans do have multiple different backup options. And I know a lot of people this weekend were freaking out, or at least wondering, hey, why weren't the Texans more aggressive in addressing the running back situation this offseason? And it reminds me of last year when people were really angry that the Texans weren't more aggressive addressing the safety position. Why do you not spend loads of money at a relatively blue-collar position all over the place in the offseason? Because it's, I mean, because last year it was safety, you drafted Kalen Bullock. This year, yes, it would, everybody would love to have the what the Saints used to have back in the day when at any given time they had four starting running backs on the roster. It's not, in my opinion, the best way to spend your money. And running back is, it's awesome if you have a guy you feel great about, but then after that, you don't want to necessarily be spending a whole lot of money on backups. And Nick Chubb is very much a huge question mark. We don't know if we're going to see anything close to the peak version of Nick Chubb and what he used to be, or perhaps a more mediocre version of him. Damian Pierce and Woody Marks, the draft pick. So last year, the Texans drafted Kalen Bullock. That ended up being your answer at safety. This year, hopefully Woody Marks in this new offense, and this is crucial to every single running back out there, if an offensive line is functioning like, let's just say, even an average NFL offensive line, you'll see why, okay, you don't bend over backwards trying to spend money on backup running backs, because it's largely a stock position that you can go out and get at during with a trade during training camp, with roster cutdowns and whatever it might be. We're kind of scarred as a fan base from having watched the Texans last year just be so incapable of preventing defenders into the backfield that it seemed like it took a superhuman effort from Joe Mixon at times just to get back to the line of scrimmage. So a lot of this just hinges on, can the Texans offensive line be credible run blockers? Can they be credible, passable in pass protection? And then backup running back isn't as big a deal. You can get by with a few guys. You know, Juwan Jordan's been doing some good things out of practice. This is what you have to know about Juwan Jordan. He's smaller than Stephon Diggs. He's literally smaller than Stephon Diggs. So he can be part of a committee and part of a pass receiving threat, but certainly somebody that can fill in for a few days or a few weeks if Joe Mixon is out. My concern would be, all right, is this a longer term deal with Joe Mixon? And then this Damian Pierce, who averaged over 5 yards a carry last year, he just didn't get that many reps, but looked good when the Texans did things that I think Nick Haley's going to do, a lot more gap and man scheme blocking, just old school double team a defensive tackle up into the lap of a linebacker, and Sean T. Pendergast or Seth C. Payne could get 3 yards and a cloud of dust and likely a lot of blood and broken ligaments at some point if we were in there in the backfield. That's ideally what you get, is somebody that can just flat out, can you actually just execute the offense? That goes to Nick Haley, and what kind of an offensive coordinator is he going to be?
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is Nick Haley last week when talking to the press and asked about guys adjusting to the new scheme.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of things you do. There's discipline, there's mental toughness in terms of being precise with motions, being precise and breaking the huddle with a clean operation, whether it's cadence, changing up cadences, whether it's putting guys in different spots, that, you know, mixing some different formations that they may have to, you know, sit, run the same concept for multiple formations. So it taxes you mentally too, not just physically.
This is what got me excited about that. Old Sethers got super pumped up when he talked about mixing up cadences. Do you understand how much a hard count helps a quarterback? Oh my gosh. And yet, it's difficult when you have an offensive line that at various times last year was on a record pace for false starts or pre-snap penalties. Largely because of Laremy Tunsil, let's be honest about it, but they just could not execute. So when the pre-snap operation is so decrepit, is so awful, then when you can't handle the very basics, you don't give C.J. Stroud the tools to manipulate the defense. The offensive linemen, they used to drive me crazy as a defensive lineman when I would watch one of the Texans' offensive line, the iterations in any given year, have a hard time just getting the snap off during practice. Because as a defensive lineman, you know, man, a hard count, the just being able to go on two or three, dummy counts, all of these things make the defense show their hand. All of those things, these simple things that you can execute just by crisp execution of the offense. No matter what the scheme is, whether you're an outside zone, gap scheme, whatever, you don't even have to get technical about it. A crisp operation pre-snap makes life really, really difficult for the defense. And that's one thing I've been excited about, where all we've been doing is talking, philosophizing about offense and what Nick Caley might be. None of it matters until they actually get out on the field and do it today in pads. So today's really big for the offense because they haven't looked all that great running the ball, but it's in no pads. So Nick Caley hammers over and over again the fundamentals, the execution. Bobby Slowik used to talk about execution like it was just something that he outsourced to the players and expected it to get done. Like he had hired the players on Fiverr or Upwork or something and thought, well, okay, I've got a brilliant scheme. Now all I have to do is bring in some hired hands and they'll get it done, which is bogus. The offensive coordinator is responsible for execution. Sean T. Pendergast, for those of you joining us, is rocketing. I'm guessing he's almost at Greenway Plaza right now, breaking all kinds of traffic violations. Any of our law enforcement officers who listen to the show, please give Sean a pass. If anything, give him a police escort as he's on his way back to the station after having technical difficulties out at the stadium. Tune in. Stay tuned through the break, because 5-6 minutes from now, we might have Sean T. Pendergast. We might not. It's a big mystery. Payne and Pendergast.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS, Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.